chronologically, we've worked kind of to the time when you decided to leave FD Lux. Could you talk about the process of then figuring out what you wanted to do next and where you landed?
Well, I didn't really figure out anything. It sort of, it came to me. It had really had become untenable. It was sad because having worked at newspapers during this incredibly vibrant area with, you know, era with robust budgets and all sorts of, you know, freedom and stuff, it had become too much. And it was sort of, we were going to events every week, every weekend you would be out to shoot at some social event, and then you would have the marketing meeting on Thursday nights and editing the daily section, the weekly section, and I was just like really, really, really fried. And I had briefly gone back to work at Neiman Marcus for maybe like 3 months in the late 80s. They had come because they were going to be starting an internal magazine. Not internal, but a Neiman Marcus produced magazine. Sort of the concept was what later became the book. And they hired me to come and edit it. And I was there for 3 months, and it was the lack of autonomy and the ability to, I was so used to the pace of a newspaper. Decisions are made, it's in the paper, it's not, you know, it was just, and it was the most torturous experience. I was given this amazing budget and a charge to hire amazing, incredible national, international writers to do things and everything, and it could never get off the ground. They were having internal fights about it. And I went out to lunch with my former boss at the Morning News and was complaining, and they had not yet filled my position at the Morning News. And he said, I'm going to give you 24 hours. If you want to come back at your old position. You can keep your vacation, you know, whatever. And I went back to the Morning News. Yeah. So, but I had this brief moment at Neiman's, and I had this kind of awful feeling about Neiman's as a place that I didn't even know how they would get the door open in the morning, because there were so many cooks trying to decide and trying to have the power over that area and that area. But a friend who had interviewed for a position at Neiman's as editorial director, it was a newly created position in the corporate creative services, I guess is the name of the department. And when she went in for the interview, she said, I'm not right for this job, but I know who is, and it's Tracy Hayes, because she and I had worked together at the newspaper. And so they called, or maybe she called me and I called them. I can't really remember. But I think everyone thought I was going to be the last one out the door at the Morning News. And, you know, like, she's going to be the one to turn out the lights for the last time. And I thought that too. I mean, I loved that job. It defined me. And I couldn't even imagine myself not doing that job. But as I sat in this interview with the people at Neiman's, it was like, oh wow, it's a more clearly defined job. It was something I felt like I could do and do well. And it's just like I needed to leave the Morning News. I was just exhausted. You know what it's like to be burned out, to have those periods. But this had been a little extended period. And I called my husband on the way home, and I remember saying, I think I want this job. And he was stunned. And I talked to a few friends. And what was funny is I remember this kind of a confessional. I said, a friend in Austin, who I think of as the coolest person I know, and I kind of started to cry, and I said, but I don't know if I'll still be cool if I go and work at corporate Neiman Marcus. And I was like, Fashion Dallas kind of in Lux gave me this entree that was just inconceivable, all the amazing fun stuff we got to do. And I kind of started to cry, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, it was cool because you were there, not you weren't cool because, you know, of it." And I was like, "Okay, you sure?" And so he was like, "Yes, yes." So I failed to make anything I did at Neiman Marcus cool, but it was a very good experience, incredibly broadened. It was sort of like I always described it as I walked into the same room, but I came in from a different door. So it was like the landscape, the things we were looking at was all familiar, but your total perspective switch is like, oh, okay. Because now you were still producing content that was valid content, totally legitimate, but it was for a corporate entity. And I still had freedom to decide. I was mainly, my main things were the book, editorial portion content of the book, and then coordinating editorial content 360. So there was a lot of different elements in social media department and an online editorial department and PR. And so my charge was to coordinate all these things and make them all work synergistically and on the same sort of timetable.